Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been thinking about, pondering over the ways to improve ourselves, how we can get there, what could help us get there, what could help us continue on this path to improve ourselves, what would be the drivers, the motivators for this, and if we do that, then what lies ahead of us. So we've been covering different aspects of that. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we are talking about something which is ultimately, it is one of our goals, it's one of our objectives, and that is the attainment of paradise, the admittance to the paradise by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we do that, and then if we do those things which are heavenly deeds, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will become a motivator for us. That will be the attraction for us to improve ourselves so that we not just attain Jannah, but we aim for Jannatul Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the destiny of a true lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the place to aim for. That's the objective to achieve. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll listen about the deal of paradise, which was made by a friend of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll see how we can learn from that and see what principles could we achieve and implement in our lives to be able to walk the similar path, inshallah al-kareem. However, before that, as always, we'll start by mentioning the benefits of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declared, hadith from Kanzul Ummal, hadith number 2229, Man salla alayya fi jawmin miyata marratin qadallahu lahu miyata hajjatin sab'ina minha li akhiratihi wa thalathina minha li dunyahu. How kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times a day shall have 100 of their needs fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 70 of them for his hereafter and 30 of them for his worldly life. Subhanallah. So if we want our needs fulfilled, if we want our permissible desires to be fulfilled, to be answered, then the way to do that, the way to achieve that is by reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will help us get there, that will help us achieve that. And today, as we are all desperate, and there is so much which we want to be answered, which we want to achieve, which we want to gain. So if we want to, and if we are true in our intention, if we are true to the heart, then what will help us get there is the recitation of Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the preface I've mentioned about the special friend of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed seerah and what can we learn from that. So this special friend, he is indeed special. And this is no other than the third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. And that's the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala. And that's the friend, inshallah, we'll learn from. And so it's a famous incident, but inshallah, there will still be things for us to learn from this. So during the expedition of Tabuk, the companions Ali Muridwan, they were journeying with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And a great difficulty then presented itself. And that was the companions Ali Muridwan had no more food or drink. And in the intense heat, their hunger and thirst was intensifying as time went on. And the signs of distress and sadness were visible upon the beautiful faces of the companions Ali Muridwan, causing the hypocrites to rejoice. They were happy that the companions Ali Muridwan, they were distressed. And of course, what they were expecting, they were hoping that that will break their hopes, to break the hopes of the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ali Muridwan. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw this, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them of the unseen, gave them the news of the ghaib by saying, I take oath by Allah, you will be sent provision by him before the sun sets. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, so in the middle of a desert, on an expedition, where under the scorching heat of the sun, with intense heat, intense hunger, intense thirst, and where there is no apparent means of anything to help the holy companions Ali Muridwan, and at that moment, out of nowhere, the beautiful, glad tiding, the sound of mercy, the voice of mercy of the most merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, how faith refreshing would it be? How faith enhancing, how faith enlightening would it have been for the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ali Muridwan, who knew that anything uttered from the blessed tongue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the news of truth. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, he was also in the army of the companions Ali Muridwan. So when he heard these prophetic words, subhanallah, and remember this is that same, the Ghazwa-e-Tabuk, the same expedition of Tabuk, which is also known as Jaish al-Usra, because it was the time of such severe distress and the lack of wealth and resources for the Sahaba-e-Kiram alayhi ridwan. And remember, this is that journey where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has already offered everything of his blessed household. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala has offered half of everything of his blessed household. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala has already offered camels, horses, gold. So much has already been offered. And now this is happening on the way. So having made all those sacrifices before the journey began and now during the journey, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, he listens to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this prophetic announcement. And Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, he immediately bought 7 camels carrying huge amounts of grain and presented them to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Again, imagine in this middle of nowhere, what price Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala would have paid. So here, sadly, we see that anything which goes short in the market, and suddenly the merchants, they start to hoard that. And then they charge 10 times, 50 times, whatever they wish. And sometimes, sadly, they're taking advantage of the poverty, of the lack of provision, the lack of resources at that moment. We are doing that deliberately to hoard things. So imagine what would be the scenario at that point, when there are no apparent means, and in the middle of nowhere, there is those camels. What would have been the cost to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala for that? But no, he didn't think about anything else. This is what he's showing to us with this shining example, that if you want to attain paradise, if you want to get yourselves, if you want to improve yourselves, if you want to get in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is the mindset. This is the passion which needs to be demonstrated, which needs to be shown. Subhanallah. So the companions, Ali Muridwan, they were overjoyed with this sight of the food appearing and the happiness and blossoming around the beautiful faces of Sahaba-e-Kiram Ali Muridwan. The hypocrites, on the other hand, now those who were rejoicing a moment ago, and now they are looking upset, thinking, oh, what happened? You know, all of our hopes have been shattered. because these companions in Ridwan, they have received another lifeline through the great Sahabi Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. So when these camels were presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he inquired, "What is this? Whose are these?" The companions alayhim ridwan replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Uthman sent these as a gift for you." Subhanallah. The narrator of the hadith then said, "As soon as Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam heard this, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his beautiful hands in prayer above his head and prayed for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala in a way I had never seen him do for anyone else." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala explains, "I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam praying for Uthman all night, saying, 'Ya Allah, I'm pleased with Uthman. You too be pleased with him.'" Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, the lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at the good fortune of this illustrious companion, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, and think of how amazing this is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed for him all night, saying, "Ya Allah, I'm pleased with Uthman, you too be pleased with him." Allahu Akbar. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is happy and pleased with someone, what more could they want? We all want the rida, we all want the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah's pleasure, it lies in the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is declaring his pleasure for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. That highlights the rank, the status of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is that attraction. This is that driver. This is that motivation. This is why we need to improve ourselves. We need to get better. We need to have this passion to donate in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when there is dire need for it. Look at the Fazan Global Relief Foundation, an incredible institution of Dawat-e-Islami, a great welfare department. Look at the work of FGRF. In the middle of deserts, they are digging up wells for the Muslim Ummah. They are helping if there is a flood somewhere, an earthquake victims, if it is war-torn areas, whatever it is, wherever Dawat-e-Islami finds an opportunity through Fazan Global Relief Foundation, it gets there for the welfare of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how is all of this run? It is run through our donations. So alhamdulillah, our Dawat-e-Islami, if we can't go to those areas to help the Ummah, the friends of the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then why not become the helping hands of FGRF? Because they are helping us achieve that. But if someone does it with that passion, that yes, if I want to improve myself, if I want to get somewhere, if I want to seek the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let's do it through FGRF, through Dawat-e-Islami, by helping the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what will it help us achieve? This will be an attempt. This will demonstrate our way to make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. If we do good deeds, avoid sins, send salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do zikr, recite Quran, help the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, help our own fellow Muslims, then inshallah what we are hoping for is to achieve the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And if he's happy, then inshallah Allah azza wa jal will be happy too. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is what we need to aim for, because the reason why these holy companions, alayhim ridwan, all of them, they have been given this glad tiding by the grace of Allah Almighty, through the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the ways of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're all promised paradise. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares in the glorious Quran, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised them all the most beautiful reward, i.e. paradise. Subhanallah. In this verse, Allah Almighty has promised husna to all the companions Ali Maridwan. Now whoever is promised husna by Allah Almighty, can anybody imagine the status, the immense status, the high rank these blessed individuals, Ali Maridwan, have Allah Almighty then announces, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ Those for whom goodness from us has been promised previously, they shall be kept away from it, i.e. hell. They shall not hear its slightest sound, and they will reside within that which their hearts desire forever. The greatest bewilderment will not sadden them, and the angels shall welcome them. This is your day, which you were promised. Subhanallah. So in this verse, Allah Almighty has explained five virtues which will be granted to those who promised husna. One, they will be kept far away from the hellfire. Second, they will not even hear the slightest sound of hell. Third, they will reside forever in that which their hearts desire. Four, they will not fear the great terror of the day of judgment. And fifth and final, the angels will greet them by saying, this is your day, which you were promised. So from these two verses, we learn that all the companions, Ali Maridwan, they have been promised husna. This means they shall all be kept far from the fire. They will not hear the slightest sound of it, and they will reside in that which their hearts desire. And by the grace of Allah Almighty, angels will welcome them on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the achievement of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. And indeed, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, as all the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they are promised paradise. But in relation to this, the unique virtue of having purchased paradise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not the only occasion. Look at Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and his heavenly deals, his deals for the heavenly palaces. He didn't make them only once with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It happened multiple times. The grandson of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and Salim ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala relates, once a need arose to expand Masjid al-Haram and a nearby house had to be purchased, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the homeowner, give this home away for the expansion of Masjid al-Haram. I guarantee you a home in paradise. Perhaps this man did not realize the eminence of this guarantee and thus did not agree to sell it. When news of this reached Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, he rushed to visit the homeowner. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala encouraged him to accept the offer until he finally purchased this house from him for 10,000 dinar. He then came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, news has reached me that you wish to include so-and-so's home in paradise, that you wish to include so-and-so's home inside Masjid al-Haram, upon which you guaranteed them a home in paradise. That home is now mine. Do you give me the same guarantee you gave him? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, you have the same guarantee. Hearing this, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala gave that house as an endowment for the expansion of Masjid al-Haram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So that's the second incident which we've heard. And it's mentioned, a time came when Masjid al-Nabawi, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema, had to be expanded. There was a piece of the land nearby. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced the glad tiding of paradise in exchange for its inclusion in Masjid. As soon as an Uthman radiallahu ta'ala learned of this, he quickly reached the owner of that plot, purchased the land and gave it as endowment for the Masjid. Subhanallah. And then it's also mentioned about the Banu Najjar. They once owned a date palm orchard in Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who will purchase this and build a Masjid? Said Uthman radiallahu ta'ala hastened forward, purchased the orchard, built a Masjid. And upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised him a garden in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the high rank of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. How passionate he was for building Masjid. When Masjid al-Haram needs expansion, he is there. When Masjid al-Nabawi, Zadahum Allahu Sharafam wa Ta'zeema, needs expansion, he is there. when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam needs contribution for the deen, the Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is there. And he didn't just build these and expanded these two masajid, he built other masajid and contributed to construction of others. Allahu Akbar. So building masjid was a part of his very character and habit. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is what we learn. So we learned in the first incident, then when there is a need to help the fellow Muslims, when there is a need to help the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is there, and as a reward, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam offers him paradise. So what we learn is that if we want to attain, if we want to attain the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to part with our wealth, with our money, need to donate, because if we do, this is one, it will remove the love of the wealth from our heart, and secondly, it will help us get better and think about our deal of the hereafter with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure. And the second thing we learned is about, if we want to donate, then what more beautiful than the cause of building masjid? Subhanallah. Thanks to the Majlis Khuddam al-Masajid, the servants of Masajid, this Department of Dawat-e-Islami, subhanallah, nearly 600 Masajid Dawat-e-Islami is building every year, in different stages of construction. Somewhere plot is being bought, somewhere the land is being bought, somewhere walls are being erected, the construction is happening, it's finalizing. Different stages, nearly six, and that's on average about two masjid a day. Is there anyone who could have this claim that they are helping that much the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this is the beauty of Dawat-e-Islami, that alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is continuing the work. Indeed, in one way, this is a reflection of the works of the Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, that he loved this and he got glad tidings of paradise in return. And there are so many sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us too. So if we want to, then come forward, join Dawat-e-Islami, join this department of Dawat-e-Islami, present your donations to them, get others to donate to these causes. That whether it is helping the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through FGRF or building a masjid, contributing to it, donating to it, all of them great ways for us to improve ourselves, to get better, to get the betterment of the society around us. Because masjid is the training ground for the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we help them feed, if we help them clothe, if we help them get water, and then we bring them, we affiliate them to with the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all under the umbrella of Dawat-e-Islami, then that's what we can achieve. We don't only improve ourselves, but through us we are helping improve the entire society around us, not just in our own locality, but in parts so far flung in the world, we may never have an opportunity to go to those places. But alhamdulillah, our Dawat-e-Islami is reaching those places. And our Dawat-e-Islami, through our help, can actually fulfill the desperate need of the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an area. So what better could it be that we sit in our own homes, and through our help, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's house is being built in a place so far that we don't even know the name of that place. That's the way of Dawat-e-Islami. That's how it helps us improve. And it comes from the teachings of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, the third caliph of Islam. He taught us that if you have resources, if you can donate, then this is the way to get better. This is the way to help the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. As I was talking about the masajid, so if I could just finish with this final incident from the Blessed Seerah, about that well-known well, which was called the Bira Ruma. And the owner of this, he would sell water from this well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed a spring in paradise for whoever bought this well and gave it to Muslims to use freely. When news of this reached Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he purchased the well and gave it as endowment in the way of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. The renowned hadith expert, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes, this well was owned by a non-Muslim. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala purchased half of it from him for 12,000 dirham. Now, because half of the well had become an endowment, nobody needed to buy its water, That non-Muslim then struggled to earn anything from it. As a result, he sold the other half for 8,000 dirham. So this means Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased this wealth for 20,000 dirham in total. And after commissioning it for free use by the Muslims, he attained glad tidings of paradise in return. So look at, to think about the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whether it is getting well, whether it is getting space for masjid, whether it is to help the hungry and thirsty Muslims on an expedition, whatever opportunity it might be, the moment it presents itself, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is there. Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, digging wells, that's also the water projects which Dawat-e-Islami, thousands of water projects have been done under the auspices of Dawat-e-Islami through FGRF. We can donate to those as well. There are places still in this world where they do not have access to clean water, which is the absolute basic necessity for human life. That's what World Health Organization declares it. And in order for the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have access to clean water, Dawat-e-Islami is helping them. So we can do all of that. And what we get in return? We get in return the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ultimate achievement of this journey of self-improvement. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, there is so much which we can learn from the blessed seed of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. But what we have learned is that he is the purchaser of paradise, and his passion for purchasing these heavenly deals is that whenever an opportunity presents itself, he spends it in his wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve that. So that's the desire, that's the passion which we need to inculcate amongst ourselves, amongst our children. And inshallah, we'll see then that if everyone will have this mindset of helping the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah, we'll see not just ourselves, but through us, inshallah, the society getting better, improving. And inshallah, with Dawat-e-Islami, the opportunities to train, to learn, to teach, and then inshallah, to become better Muslims will all become more and more accessible. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon what we have learned, give us tawfiq to adhere to this way of improving ourselves as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.